Let's move to a second question. Let's go down to number three. Why was Christ called the Lamb of God? A lot of insight comes from this one. Some of you might know the story of Old Testament Israel, how they were held in captivity by the Egyptians, Pharaoh. You remember the story? And you might know the story of the plagues. You've seen a television program or something that kind of outlines the story of the Bible. And you know, Pharaoh is holding on to them as slaves, and the Israelites are just, they're being just whooped by them. You know, it's horrible. And so God says, okay, Moses, you go tell Pharaoh that let him go. And Pharaoh says, I ain't letting you go. He said, okay, here comes plague number one, two, three. You remember there are a bunch of plagues? Well, at the end of the plagues, there's a tenth plague. They never would let him go. Finally, there's a tenth plague, and it was that all the male firstborn would be killed unless you put blood over the lintel, the doorpost of your home. And the death angel would come by, and if there was blood, pass by, pass right over that house, and the firstborn would live. No blood, you die. Well, Pharaoh and his people, they don't believe God and all this stuff, and so they're not going to put blood. But God's people were told how to do it. They were to take a little lamb, and here's what's interesting about the lamb. The lamb had to be, one, a male lamb. Number two, had to be without blemish, meaning it couldn't be put out, lame leg, you know, whatever. And can you imagine the Jewish father saying to his little boy, okay, go get that little lamb that little male that's so perfect in there. Oh, daddy, no, that's my pet. I love him. He's the sweetest one. He's the only one that doesn't bite. No, we got to have him. They come in, and then they take a knife, and they literally cut the jugular, kill the animal and cut the jugular, and they put the blood in a little basin. And then what they would do is they would say, okay, all of us, let's just come and share our sins. What have we been doing that has been displeasing to God? And then they would confess it, certainly not covering all, but the things that come to their mind. And then they would do a ritual ceremony. They would dip their hands in the blood and wash their hands, because in the book of Leviticus, which they followed as their order of living, and it says, without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sin. And that the life of the flesh is in the blood, and therefore you have to have blood to take your sin. So they would wash their hands as if that little lamb died for us and our sins. Well, that lamb didn't die for any sins, not whatsoever. But you know, they were then to take the blood and put it on the lintel of the door, and then the death angel would pass by. The Jewish people to this day have what's called the Passover. Well, then Jesus is seen by John the Baptist, if you read the text, and John sees Jesus at a distance and says, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. So that's why he's called the Lamb of God, all right?